Browns football. Well, you know, Anthony, I just want to talk Browns football. That's all I want to do.
Why not?
I mean, all you naysayers out there. Well, we got a guy who can, oh, hell yeah, talk some Browns football with us. Ladies and gentlemen, at Joel Batonio on Twitter. I'm sure he checks it often. Browns All-Pro guard Joel Batonio joins us right now. By the way, it's 7:45 and 26 seconds for everybody who thinks that this is recorded. This is live, dead live. Joel joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Joel Batonio. Joel, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, I had to make sure I was on time, you know, early morning call, but I'm up and ready to go.
First off, I want to start with something fun, and then I'll get into some of the other stuff, and then we'll finish with something fun. The Cleats for a Cause experience from a kid again. I see the event here where people can go. They can, I believe that they can bid on this experience or get raffle tickets, I should say, for akidagain.org. Tell us about how you got hooked up with them.
Yeah, so a few years ago, it was random. Like an acquaintance of mine just like kind of said, hey, I think this is something that you might be interested in. So I talked to him. We had a couple little chats, and it's really, you know, I mean, it's obviously like a tough cause, but it's they do so good things. Like they work with kids, you know, with families that are raising kids with life-threatening conditions, which is obviously tough, but they put these adventures on. So, you know, we went to Scene 75 earlier this offseason. You know, they go to the amusement parks. They do all these things for these families, and it's the whole family, brothers, sisters, parents, everybody gets involved, and they do these adventures together. So everybody who's going through kind of similar experiences get to do them together, and they put them on. And so that's what we're raising money for. Like, you know, we want to do as many adventures as possible. So it's $50 a ticket, but you know, you have the ability to win my cleats that I did this year, which are a Kid Again cleats that I signed. And then there's going to be a meet and greet plus six tickets at a Browns training camp practice year, and then a custom bottle of a Maker's Mark Kid Again. So it's a great cause. You're helping out these families, and they have a chance to you know, have some normalcy in their life.
That's an awesome cause, Joel. Very, very cool. It's great to see players, you know, right here in Northeast Ohio doing what they can to help out in the community. You've always been a stand-up guy in that regard. So I'm looking back at your draft class when you came into the league, and the reason I'm looking is because at the end of last year, we didn't know if Joel Batonio would be back. You know, one of the all-time offensive linemen in the history of the Cleveland Browns. You know, we've been pushing for you to get some Hall of Fame pub, and here we are. We didn't know if you would be coming back. What made the difference? How much did you truly look going into the offseason at the pros and cons of all of it?
Yeah, it was a big decision. You know, we obviously struggled at the end of last year. You know, all of last year really was not what we wanted. And so I sat down with my wife and my family and was just kind of like, what are we doing this for? You know, like at what moment, you know, is enough enough? And by the end of the year, I was very frustrated. So we sat down for a few weeks and I was just like, I don't know if I want to, you know, do this anymore. And then, you know, I sat at home for a couple weeks and I thought to myself and I was like, man, I don't want to go out like that. Like, I can still play football at this level, you know? So I made sure, you know, my knee, my back, all my little injuries that bother me throughout the year, you know, I got those checked out, made sure we were on a good page of, hey, how much worse can we make these things and all that stuff. And I just realized, like, I don't want to be done. I got a whole lifetime to be done playing football, and I still have some left in the tank. So I wanted to go out there and, you know, give it another go and kind of see where we're at. And I do have faith. You know, I talked to the new coaches before I made the decision, Coach Bloom, you know, and these guys that are going to coach the line and kind of help put in this offense, Tommy Reese. And I felt a lot more comfortable with what we were planning on doing, kind of going back to that 2020, 2021 vibe of, you know, run the ball, play action off the run, marriage of the run and pass, all these things that made us successful, play great defense, you know, ball control. And it got me excited. And I was like, you know, I still have some time left on this body, and I'm ready to play a little bit more football.
Well, Joel, that's pretty amazing. I'm sorry, Tone, but like you've played that. How many years will this be this season for you? I lost count. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is my 12th year.
So, I mean, you've played for some really good coaches, and you've played for some goofballs, and you went to them and go, wait a minute, you're going to have to not convince you, but you just wanted to make sure you weren't playing for, you weren't going to waste your time out there this year is what it sounds like.
Yeah, correct. And you know, I'm not going to lie to you. No, like I knew the master plan of who we were drafting. I didn't know any of that stuff. You know, I asked, you know, and I waited till who we hired as an offensive coordinator, who we hired as an O-line coach, You know, I knew the basis plan that they wanted to bring a vet quarterback in. They wanted to draft a quarterback, you know, things like that, where it's like, yes, this is our plan and we want to try and compete, you know, out there. And so it was enough to be like, and honestly, I've been in battle with Coach Stefanski now going on 5 years, and I see what type of coach he is. And I have ultimate faith in him that he's going to put, you know, the best product on the field. And I was ready to still be a part of that.
Joel Bitonio with us on the hotline. How did you watch the draft this year? I always wonder about the vets because I had an infamous situation where I was in an event 1 year with a Browns player, and he was watching the draft, and when he saw who they took, he said, well, I guess I'm not going to be a Cleveland Brown anymore. Obviously,
Did he leave the event?
Yes, yeah. That he was paid to be at. So you obviously are not in that same predicament, but just as a veteran, as someone who loves the game and loves the sport, did you watch it? Are you entertained by it, or can you be jaded by it at the same time?
So I used to be way more dialed in. Like early in my career, you're like, oh my gosh, like who are they drafting? Like you said, you wonder what position they're drafting and stuff. As my career's gone on, I've paid less and less attention. You're always excited though to see who you draft, and then you have a top pick this year and you kind of want to know what's happening. And I was actually in Florida on a spring break with the kids. So I'm pretty sure I put the kids down and we just had it on in the hotel room, you know, just kind of seeing what would happen. My agent, C, happens to represent Mason Graham. So I kind of got a tip off like a little bit before it happened that they were going after this guy. And then, so I watched the first day just to kind of see what happened. And then, honestly, the next 2 days, it was more like, all right, like you get a phone update, you know, like, oh, we drafted so-and-so or this. So not quite as in tune as I used to be, but the first round I like to have on because it's just, I don't know, it's, as a fan of the game of football, it's always fun to watch a little bit.
Joel Bitonio, Browns guard, he joins us for Cleats for a Cause, the possible experience that you can win by purchasing a raffle ticket at akidagain.org. We'll get back into that coming up here in a little bit. Joel, you try to establish an identity every year. Have you began to edge out what you think might be an identity for this football team in 2025, or is that something you'll try to figure out as you get closer to camp?
Well, no, being here at the offseason program, you know, we actually went over what the offense identity, what the defensive identity, and what the special teams identity was yesterday in our team meeting, which it's easy to put on paper, you know, but we're trying to develop that as a group and an offense. Like I said, we want to be multiple. We want to, you know, marriage of the run and pass. We want to be physical. We want to play fast, not necessarily like up tempo all the time, but break the huddle, get to the line, fast motions, you know, all these things that an efficient offense does, and just not hurt ourselves. I mean, it stinks because we've been very bad at it, but Kevin has always stressed, don't turn the ball over. You know, take the ball away on defense, don't turn the ball away on offense. And I think we want to do that this year. Like, we think we have the defensive players to play great defense. And if we can control the ball on offense and take advantage of those big plays when we have them, like, we think we can get back some of that magic, you know, from 2023.
Well, you mentioned 2023, but you've certainly been there on the line for some of the best rushing offenses in the NFL. And you, obviously, in taking the turnovers out of the equation as best you can, and the fact that they took two running backs, you know, in this draft, do you get excited about that as an offensive lineman and maybe taking on an identity that you guys had excelled at in the past?
Yeah, I think GSO line, you know, what they're most excited for is that, you know, you look up cut-ups in the offseason of, like, the plays you're installing. It's such a refresh, you know. You look at, like, oh, this is, you know, our outside zone left and all this stuff. And a lot of the plays, they flash back, you know, 2020, 2021, 2022, like 2023. There's plays from, you know, the last 4 years that we've been doing this. And it's like, all right, this is what we, you know, not really signed up for. But as an O-lineman, this is what we signed up for. We're, you know, going to run outside zone. We're going to run the ball, cut guys on the backside, you know, big play actions off these runs where the defense is tired. Like, that's what an O-line dreams of. And I came into this league, you know, with Coach Shanahan running that offense. And so for me, it just feels like that feels right. That feels what, you know, offensive football is. And so, especially linemen, man, I know it's a passing league. I know teams like to pass, but I loved it this year that a lot of the teams that were in the playoffs that were making these runs were really running the ball. Like, even the Chiefs, the Bills, like, the Bills in the playoffs had a drive with, you know, 12, 13 runs in a row. Like, teams that were you know, putting these smaller guys on the field to defend the pass, teams are like, oh, we got to run the ball at these guys to make them tackle and see what they can do.
Joel Bitonio joining us on the show. All right, one more football one, and then I want to talk about a kid again with you. You got four quarterbacks there. I mean, technically five, but you got multiple quarterbacks. What is the challenge for you? And you've been through this before, leading a locker room with maybe different QBs competing for a job. You have different people, different ages, different walks of life who like different guys. How do you try to get that together?
Yeah, I mean, the hope is one guy comes out on top. You know what I mean? Like whoever whoever that is comes out on top and takes the reign. The quarterback's such an important position. Whoever is named that starter, you know, whatever it is, gets just the ultimate respect from the locker room, really, no matter what, because we know how important that position is. And truly the vets we have here, you know, with Kenny and Joe, like they're such seasoned vets and just so like football guys that I think they're going to make it a lot easier to work with four quarterbacks. And Coach Stefanski has done a great job in the past of giving these opportunity periods to young quarterbacks and younger guys. You know, if I'm Dylan or Shador, like I'm getting to Joe Flacco's back pocket and just being like, hey, like you've played, I don't know, 18 years in this league. Like, how do you make it work? You know, and just trying to figure that stuff out. But like you said, it's going to be a competition. And I think the team wants the best guy on the field. And that's as simple as that. Like guys want to win. And so whoever the best guy ends up being, like he will kind of step into that leadership role and that leading role for the team. But I think it's going to be a fun competition. I think the guys are prepared to work. And from what I've seen, everybody's, you know, picking up the playbook and trying to be, you know, the best quarterback they can possibly be.
All right, Joel, real quick again, where can people find the raffle tickets?
Yeah, akidagain.org. You can go to my Instagram, which I don't really post much, but I have a link in my bio on there. Akidagain Northeast Ohio also on their Instagram. There's a link in the bio. But it's truly a great cause. These families obviously are going through a lot. And any support helps. So I appreciate you guys giving me a shout out and happy to join you guys.
Can't thank you enough for the time, my friend. All the best.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Joel Bitonio on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Interesting thing what he brought up where I'm not just shouting into the wind there about the actual Browns.